Match last night at the WWE Royal Rumble. We will discuss that and dim some people. 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. And as always, people, I wear my heart on my sleeve and I simply wear it this way, people. Why? Oh, why can't men around the country recognize that if Serena Williams should be considered as a top five greatest sports athlete of all time, is Serena Williams, as she goes for a dominant victory, getting her 23rd championship at the Australian Open and beating her sister. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve. Now, I've been on Carmelo Anthony, pause, and the media has ripped him for this or for that. But come on, people, it's not all his fault, or is it? The Washington Wizards, John Wall, Bill says, we're the best backcourt in the NBA. They win another one against Atlanta over the weekend. Let's talk about it. Most importantly, Tom Brady should he retire. WWE Raw tonight, Royal Rumble met with a bunch of mixed reviews. One gotta go, John Cena, Roman Reigns, the fans, Randy Orton. And this travel ban that's affecting the real world has now crossed its way over into the sports world. And I don't want to be rude, but I got to be who I am, as this is Barbershop Talk, where Barbershop Talk meets radio anyway. Fox Sports Radio, Howard, the soul in sports right here, 1340 AM. And tell you, it's a lot of shameful things this president has done already. But as always, I'm not here alone. I'm joined by my co-host, Amy Richard on the Twitter. Follow him. His name is Micah. What's going on?
I want to go and rhyme, but I don't feel like it this time. And it happened anyway because you can't just stop it on a dime. You're marking out over 16, but brother, I understand that's your man. And that, my opinion, doesn't affect your wrestling world. So with that being said, I am still happy to be on this show, even though I may have to re-weaken myself a couple times during the Royal Rumble segment. I just know I'm just gonna have to. I want to rage against the machine that is John Sebastian Cena. Sebastian's not his middle name. I just felt like adding it because he's that cornball and that chalky of a white guy. Sebastian seems to fit.
Actually,
Jonathan
actually,
name.
Actually, factually, he's not. If you watch Total Divas, if you watch that, you will see that John Cena is. He would hang with us. No, he's on both shows. Thank you very much.
I got a chance to really, see him when I watched, and you just call me what you want to call me, but I had to see Daniel Bryan and John Cena in a setting where there weren't no other quote unquote divas around, but just their chicks and their family, and I didn't know that People Power was going to be there too. And when I saw People Power with them and then just the interaction, just put John Cena in a different light for me. I still think he's a corny white guy, but now I think he's a corny white guy that's also an a-hole.
This is how my household sees it, because I watch it with my woman, okay? Well, let me rephrase that. My woman watches it with me, right? It's the one reality show that's really mine that I record, okay? But he can be a matter-of-factly. That doesn't make him an a-hole, because this is how I am. This is what I am. This is what I want it to be. If you don't like it, it's okay. There's the door. That's what he's saying. If you want to be here, this is how I live my life. Can it be considered an a-hole way?
Is this a barbershop? Yeah, it's a barbershop. Yeah, I mean, we can't talk straight in the barbershop. Then where can we talk straight? We can't talk straight in
the... I mean, let's be honest. Being an alpha male means you're going to be an a-hole. That's all he was doing. Ain't no one saying he was wrong. He's an alpha male.
I wasn't defending Jonathan Sebastian Cena, which is Sebastian's not his middle name, okay? Just so you know.
It seems to fit him, though, right? Jonathan Sebastian Cena. Yeah, that makes sense.
It actually does. A lot over the weekend, best and worst, man. How was your weekend, first and foremost? Mine was pretty all right. I ain't do nothing.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to sit back and relax and catch contacts with your co-reacts. Oh, whoa, rapper was. I'm trying to quote. Anyway, I just had a good time. Hung back and let the wife do her thing, and I did my thing, and, made her some barbecue chicken, because you know I know how to throw down that kitchen.
Not that barbecue chicken. You didn't bring me no barbecue chicken.
You ain't asked. I keep telling you, on the weekends is where I do my best cooking. You should have asked.
I got to mosey my lazy ass over there one weekend. That's truly what it is.
Exactly.
I'm just lazy.
Exactly.
I sit in front of that 65-inch, brother, and I don't move.
Oh. Well, I ain't going to lie. If I had a 65-inch pause, I wouldn't move either.
I had a 65-inch, there would be no pausing. It'd be a lot of fast forwarding. But 347-637-3859. Let's start where I want to start at right now. And it's a little bit sensitive subject in the world of professional sports, as Donald Trump has passed this traveling ban bill. And just to put some things in perspective, because it does affect the sports world. You heard Steve Kerr come out and mention it. You have players in the NBA like Thon Maker. You have Luol Deng. A bunch of other sports figures that are now are being put on this sports ban, this travel ban. This can also hinder the United States, as we were trying to get an Olympic bid, as well as a World Cup bid, because of this travel thing. And now you have places like Syria and Iran that is now – considering, as we know, we do our annual wrestling tournament against them. It's been going on for years. It's helped, what's the word I'm looking for? Peace treatings and stuff, whatnot, if you will. That's another word I couldn't find in my memory. You know, I was in research class, so the fact that we've been talking about a travel ban on Muslims and things like that to foreign countries. You know, I'm pretty smart now. But it reads right here, it says, file case name is David Scott versus John F. A. Stanford. Prior history judgment of defense. It says holding judgment received on a suit dismissed on lack of judicial system. judition. Persons of African descent cannot be, nor will not be able to intend to be a citizen of the United States. How do you feel about that? As we have a lot of I know, again, I know this is a sports show, but it does cross over here into the sports world while I'm bringing it to the forefront because it's a very serious matter. Is this something you will see will go on for a while? Because this is unheard of, and not just me and my life being an American, but I just never heard of nothing like this. Now, don't get me wrong, people, when I say this, I've always said to myself, well, you know what? You're not from here. You know, you shouldn't come. No other country lets us come in and out of their country as freely as the United States does. I understand maybe putting a, you know, more strenuous look at the situation, but to have it totally banned, and like I said, man, if you take away my Olympics, I'm going to be upset, Mr. Trump. What's your take on this?
Well, it's very simple for me. Some of the things that, you know, I am not a subscriber of what we like to call the mainstream likes to do. I like to go ahead and dig deeper on certain things. And so when the first thing that came out earlier was the Muslim, the quote-unquote Muslim ban, I was very suspicious of it because I was like, well, why would he ban an entire religion when we have so many of these people in the United States already? Upon further review and upon further investigation, found out that some of the policies that he's invoking through his executive order was actually used in 2011 by our former president, Barack Obama. Now, when we look at President Obama and we look at current President Trump, when we see President Obama, we don't see the same things as we do with Trump. And that leads us to believe that a person like President Obama, with his smoothness, with his class, wouldn't do something like this. However, as the President of the United States, he was looking out for all Americans and understanding that there's a certain segment of the Islamic population that is okay with terrorist acts and okay with supporting ISIS, and those were the specific people that President Obama was actually banning. And of course, you can look this up, and you know, like always, you can always do all research.
Thank you for clarifying that. I wonder, blind tagging that part because people, you know, looked at it and said, "Well, Obama did the same thing." It wasn't exactly the same thing. Continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. But this African one, I don't know anything about. I only can really comment about the Muslim one. And the Muslim one was implemented by President Obama, and it's just pretty much being reinforced again by Donald Trump. But because of the way that he speaks and the way that he carried himself during this entire election cycle, then everything out of his mouth is automatically deemed racist, xenophobic, homophobic, all that stuff. And so because of the filter that certain people in the media have against him, especially since he pretty much calls them fake news now, they're going to be all over him like white on rice and a glass of milk and being played a snowstorm. And so, in no way am I personally supporting Trump in this. All I'm saying is the guy is stupid enough for us not to have to lie on him to get him in trouble. That's all I'm saying. He's already dumb enough. Like, you know, his comb over is horrible. I mean, everything, he's orange. Like, everything that you need to have firing range against him is already there. You don't have to make up anything. So as far as the Muslim ban is concerned, that's not a real thing. That's actually a fake news story perpetuated by the mainstream media, which is surprising because everything that they did in the election cycle got him elected. Why would they continue to do this? It was not smart.
But as it retains to, you know, getting the Olympics, is this a ban that he's doing that's going to continue to hover, you know, not just the real world, but the sports world?
Well, you know, the world that we live in now where everyone is, there's being empathetic and sensitive to people's rights, understanding, having compassion for people's rights, liberties and freedoms, and then there's being overly sensitive that every single thing offends you. And a lot of people in the world aren't just willing to be grown-ups, and they want every little thing to offend them. They want everything to be offensive. Like, for example, when we get into Serena Williams, look at how strong this woman is. Look at how feminine she still is. And look how she dominates everybody. And there's a lot of men who can't even match her prize earnings. And she is a primary example that women don't even bother to follow when it comes to feminism because she is out-earning men. By several million dollars. Why? Not
she,
because
she out earns. Hold on, she out earns Conor McGregor.
Well done, sir. Well done, sir. This is why you are hardcore. So you know, but that's where I am with that. I'm about
not being overly sensitive. I'm about looking at all the facts first. I'm not about just getting ticked off just because I want to get ticked off. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to do that with this president because a lot of people couldn't do that with the last president because they didn't want to be called racist or Uncle Tom if you were black. So we're really, like, backlashing against all the stuff we couldn't say about Obama against this guy now. And he just made it easy because of the way he came out. So he's making it easy for people to talk about him. So, but when it comes to it, I really hope that the overly sensitive United Nations and the world doesn't strip us of an Olympics. You know, pull that same crap that the NBA All-Star game pulled. You know, you don't have to agree with certain places' policies, but, you know, you're trying to sit here and try to rob them of opportunities and stuff because you think that what they're doing is incorrect. Okay, that's fine. I mean, whatever. You can stand on those morals and stuff like that. And you can feel like you want to feel, but at the same time, don't be overly sensitive and actually make your cause worse than you actually do make it meaningful. That's where I come from. I hope that makes sense to people who want to just be like, you're defending Trump. No, I'm not. I clearly said I wasn't. So that's why
With it being in sports, and I had to touch on that subject because this is the barbershop, and we don't just always have a good time here. We try to have a good time, but, you know, life is real. We try to take you away from your real stresses. But that was when I didn't, as a fan of the Olympics, as someone who I may not be the biggest soccer fan, I still admire and respect the World Cup and that whole world of football, as Hugo would say, who's down in, you know, Bogota right now, just living the life. So he had a chance to watch the Royal Rumble a little bit late. I know he said he's going to give me his opinion about that later on. 347-637-3859. Some players want to play in the Pro Bowl. Some players don't want to play in the Pro Bowl. Some players still took it a joke, like Jimmy Graham, who, you know, dropped the touchdown by Kirk Cousins. And sure, people like Kirk Cousins took it very serious, who risked his contract by chasing down a call. The Pro Bowl was yesterday. I forgot it was even on. I was watching the NHL Stanley Cup Hockey All-Star Game. It's not Stanley Cup. You can see I messed up. I tried to fix it. Y'all called it. Okay, whatever. The Hockey All-Star Game, which, by the way, Wayne Simmons of the Philadelphia Flyers won the MVP of the All-Star Game. Did you forget about the Pro Bowl?
Hold on. Hockey has an All-Star Game?
Yes, sir. Well, I wouldn't it have an All-Star game? It's one of the four major sports. Even NASCAR has an All-Star weekend for their little races.
Yeah, so, you know, that is kind of interesting. Why would you have an All-Star weekend for races, but they, like, you wouldn't, like, chop down all 42 of those cars to a real playoff? But, you know, a race-off, rather. Okay, I didn't know. I didn't watch either. I did watch the highlights of the Pro Bowl, and when I saw one, Captain Kirk Horatio Cousins. but when I saw him chase down, I was like, hold on. It's a Pro Bowl. How many opportunities do you have to do that when you threw an interception in the regular season? If I was a Redskins fan, I'd be like, so in the Pro Bowl, you take throwing an interception and chasing it down that serious, but you don't chase down the guy in the regular season game? But we could have used that kind of effort. All right, let's franchise you. I don't want to put you on long term. I'll just take you for one more year and then we go. that's evil me, but you know, maybe we'll ask somebody who's more apt to after that, see if he felt some kind of way about that play. It's kind of interesting how some guys were taking it seriously, some guys weren't taking it seriously. I saw some of the highlights. One of them was the goal line stance that the AFC made against Ezekiel Elliott. You know, he wasn't necessarily running behind the Cowboys offensive line, but he was running by Pro Bowl offensive linemen, which should have been able to open up a nice hole for him, but the defense was not going to let that happen. I did notice that the AFC really came to play. Like, NFC came to play, too, at the end, but, like, the AFC was, like, playing the whole time. Andy Reid making some serious calls, talking to the dudes in the commentary, was like, yeah, watch this. It's going to be a touchdown pass. Like, he was saying,
do you want to get rid of the Pro Bowl? I mean, here's my thing about the Pro Bowl. I believe that that NFL deserves an All-Star game. Okay? I know that fans take it as a joke because they don't go full throttle. But guess what, fans? You watch preseason because it's your team. You watch it. You watch your team in week 16 when they're out of it, being heavily invested. I know I was watching the Eagles play Dallas, and I would have been no matter what because it was the last time that I was able to see my team for the year. So why not get excited about the Pro Bowl? And for the first time, and again, I did go back and watch the Pro Bowl. Thank you, NFL Network. Okay, that's really one of the best networks out there. Really, really is the NFL Network. If you don't watch that, and a big shout to MLB. I catch up all my baseball MLBs. You know, the Cardinals in St. Louis over there cheating. You know what I mean? With email scandals, losing draft picks. If you ain't heard that, okay, the Cardinals are out there cheating. But I think
they pulled out a legal paper.
They did. I think every sports. Major sports are having an all-star game. I like the Pro Bowl. I forgot about it because I was so invested and amped for the Royal Rumble. But other than that, I like the Pro Bowl typically. It's still football, and it's still the best at that skill position or at that position that's in the league. And I know people say, well, everybody's not there. Football is a grueling sport. Some guys get hurt, so they can't make it. Other guys, if it was something that nobody wanted to do, nobody would do it. And they do it. They play the game.
Injuries, too. But, like I said, I will still watch it because it's football, and it's the weirdest thing. You notice how – and this is just, it seems to be across the board. Maybe this is just my world, but it seems to be across the board from what I'm looking at. When this, the start of football season is preseason, everyone's hyped and they're talking about everything. Yeah, there's other sports that exist. You know, if the World Series is worth it and the playoffs is worth it, they'll talk about it like it was with the Cubs this year, or the Cubs in Cleveland. Of course, you know, that took some precedence over some of the football. But when it was football season, everyone was amped. And then as they knew it was coming down, it seemed like the world surrounding around football in America just got depressed. And if your team was in the playoffs, yeah, I'll still watch it. But I'm not the same as I was in the regular season where my team had a chance at 1-4 to still make somewhat of a run in the division, you know. I think about it like this. Imagine what will happen if the NFL actually gets their crap together and says, you know what? We could use a developmental league for these crappy quarterbacks that be coming in and these horrible picks be coming in. And, you know, we could put them in this little developmental league. We'll put it – watch this now. We'll have them start right a month or two after the draft. So that would be what? So the draft is in usually in late April now. So you got May. So you're starting in June. You got, you know – 6 weeks of play time, you know, not vanilla defense, vanilla offense, but enough just to, you know, give them some experience and some speed, and gave them, boom. So, and there you go. Now you don't have to worry about, or you can be big boy like the NFL likes to be and just buy out the AFL and make that your developmental.
Would that make you feel better?
It wouldn't make me feel better. I mean, it's just, you know, one of the things that I think a lot of people want, and watch this now, when we go to the wrestling, and we talk about wrestling fans, let's talk about football fans as well. Football fans cried about wanting more football. The NFL provided them with more football. And then they weren't satisfied with more football and said it was saturation. Well, you the ones that say you wanted more football, so you got more football. You got Thursday football. And then when the playoff, and then when it's come close to playoffs, you get Saturday football. You get Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. And then, you know, when it's college football season, you get Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
well,
NFL,
well,
Friday.
Well,
But it's still on football now. But you're the one that wanted it. So
you asked for it, but again, 347-637-3859. And I asked that question so seriously. Vaughn, yeah, well, he was preaching for a second, Micah. And that's King Vaughn Jr. 720 on Twitter, that is. I'm responding to. One got to go. John Cena, Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, the fans. Again, right now, and that one got to go. The poll is on Soul in Sports, SOUL capital N Sports on the Twitter page, powered by 1340 AM Fox Sports. The fans are leading. Seems like my people are finally coming around and listening to some of the things that I have to say. It only took 8 years, 3 million. You listen, you know, it's okay. I still do it for myself, but I do it for myself because you still push me to do it. But I do ask you that question, as you say, everything to me, Micah, retains to the fans. Everything retains to the fans. I don't care what it is. The Pro Bowl, I believe it was still a nice – I won't say it was sold out. I'm not exactly sure of the number, but it looked like it was a pretty decent crowd that happened. I still want to see the Pro Bowl. I need to see the Pro Bowl. I like to see the Pro Bowl against these guys who win 30 – was it 50,000? The losers 30,000? That's the money they spent for the weekend, right? You know, I wish I can get that from just one football game, Micah. But I take it and I roll with it. I want to continue to see the Pro Bowl. 347-637-3859. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back After the break, we're going to talk Serena Williams. We're going to talk Do You Want Carmelo. We're going to talk WWE Royal Rumble. We have to talk about it, right? I mean, we will. We'll talk about it.
Battered by Cena! Styles kicks out now. Have you ever seen John Cena pull that out of his bag of tricks?
I've seen a variation of it from John, yes, but not exactly how he went into it there. But what John's right now is doing is he's pulling everything out that he has.
So what do you think is... Wow. What's it going to come down to, John? What does Styles or Cena have to do to secure the WWE Championship tonight? Because so far they're throwing everything, I think, including the kitchen sink at
each
other.
I'd love to say something smart right now, but I don't know. I'm just a fan, and I'm enjoying the hell out of it. This is a championship match. This is what you expect out of the Royal Rumble. This is what you expect out of the road to WrestleMania. This is what you expect out of WWE. You don't find it anywhere else in the world. And this is what you expect out of two great champions.
And this singles trilogy more than living up to the hype. John Cena. Oh, Mamma Mia! And the look on John Cena's face says it all.
Bewilderment.
Disbelief.
Bewilderment. How did AJ Styles kick out of that?
An avalanche AA. Cena thought he had buried AJ Styles to claim the WWE title, but no.
Look at this. The Super AA. John Cena had no doubt. I mean, absolutely no doubt. He had just won the WWE Championship.
Oh, and Cena, again, lifts AJ Styles. Styles counters. Styles clash again.
But AJ is in no way to capitalize.
There have been so many
tremendous counters. Look, it's a tremendous counter. AJ Styles hits that on somebody else. AJ Styles hits that a different time. He wins the match right there.
Combat Sports has served up a bevy. None and
scored.
Cena gets Styles again. AA one more time.
Oh, my.
What?
Wow.
Wow. The message sent loud and clear by John Cena.
Oh.
History at the Royal Rumble.
Here's your winner and the new WWE Champion, John Cena.
We mentioned the Nature Boy Ric Flair. John and John Cena has just equaled one of the most storied marks in sports entertainment history.
And we have witnessed absolute greatness by both performers. That was a championship match. Somebody call the San Antonio PD, because these boys just stole the dang show.
Amen.
Wow.
Unbelievable performance.
That is what a championship. That is what that WWE title means. The same title that San Martino, that Hogan, that Austin, that The Rock, that Triple H held. That's how you fight over the most prestigious title in sports entertainment. And that right there is the WWE Champion, John Cena. Big match, John, you've done it again.
And here at the Royal Rumble 2017, it's the My Time Is Now era for John Cena.
That's right, and it's another reason why 50,000 strong turned out tonight. Look at this. AJ Styles going for the phenomenal forearm. John Cena hits the AA. John Cena rolls through. Picks him up from a dead position and hits him with another AA. And John Cena becomes the WWE Champion again.
Sweet 16 for John Cena.
When you talk about the greats in sports, when you talk about the icon, in any sport, in any entertainment genre, you better put that man right there at the top. So John Cena just won a classic again. We're on the road to WrestleMania, boys.
What a start.
Wow, that was good.
Not to take any...
Rick, John Cena just for the 16th time won his championship. You were out there. You had interaction with him. What was that like? Talk to me about it.
It's fabulous. I mean, I'm one of John's biggest fans, not only as a person and a human being, but as a wrestler. He's a great guy. He works incredibly hard. He's had an amazing career. He's been the flagship for this company for a long time. And if someone's going to get that record or tie it or would ultimately break it, I couldn't be happier to be John Cena. Lovely guy. He's a great guy. And you have to know how hard he's worked to get that. I mean, it takes a lot of work and a lot of time to win 16 world titles. So.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Welcome back. Fox Sports Radio, powered soul and sports show right here. Yours truly, Mike Knox. That is the greatest looking, looks like King Vaughn has said, Perfect Flex Talk Radio. 347-637-3859. John Cena winning the world title for the 16th time. It's the talk of the internet, as well as the Royal Rumble. So I'm going to do something different here because, frankly, it's my show. And if you don't like it, listen anyway. But people, I tell you this much, wrestling right now is the centerpiece of social media. You understand what I'm saying to you? So right now, without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you my crew.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Mike,
you have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday nights after Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch your Raw first. Then listening to the Perfect Flex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows his wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't trust them, cause we destined for greatness. They on the bench watching the franchise players. Shout out to Spot Face. What up?
What up, KME? Micah, for the first time in a long time on this show, I'm going to let you go first. How do you feel about the WWE annual Royal Rumble event?
I get to go first. Hold on for a second. Now, that was not for the entire event. It was for anyone and everyone who wants the showdown of my thought in my world that one John and Sebastian Cena is the greatest of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, the WWE and pro wrestling in general is storyline. It is an entertainment-based product. So before you try to show me and sell to me as if this is a legitimate sport where I have to, like in football, admit that no matter how much I hate the guy, no matter how much I think that he cheated in football, how much we know he cheated on his first girlfriend while she was pregnant to date one Gisele Bündchen and to marry her, I have to admit that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time because he has talent, actual, raw, unequivocal talent at the quarterback position. That is something measurable versus entertainment factor. If I'm not entertained, if I don't feel like having entertainment by a certain person, that does not mean that I have to respect what the guy does. Now, that is me and my opinion about an entertainment-based product. If you don't like it, that's fine. Listen anyway. So, the Royal Rumble, I think, was a decent show. We talked about it around the block with Mike Knox last night. I gave it a 3.5. Cody Rhodes dashing. Cody Rhodes Intercontinental Championship reign. Because while it was good, they still needed room for improvement. I thought that Roman Reigns'
eliminating The Undertaker while coming out at number 30 was the best thing WWE can do to set him up to turn him heel. Imagine he comes out tonight and still is a babyface. Do you know how backwards that is? Everything that they did with this guy up until this point gave him the imagery of the slow burn of a guy who just says, screw the fans, I'm going to do what I want to anyway. And they're trying to book him like John Cena, where John Cena has a persona and a personality to be love me or hate me, I'm still John Cena recognized. That's what John Cena works. For Roman Reigns, it doesn't. He eliminated one of the crowd's favorite, most beloved superstars of all time.
So?
He should be a heel.
So?
He should be a heel now. He should be a heel now. Babyface is not going to work. But outside of that, happy for a lot of things in the pay-per-view, happy for a lot of people going there.
Right, Mike?
I'm just saying, I'm happy for a lot of things. And at the end of the day, you either like it or you hate it. And guess what? Either way, it's okay. Because I'm not going to convince you otherwise, Mike Knox, and you ain't going to convince me otherwise. And that's the best part. Because we at least can have some form of real justification as to why we don't like something or why we do like something. And that's why I am where I am about this pay-per-view. 3.5, I stay right there, haven't changed it. And if Raw, like, kind of follows through, it's probably going to be average again tonight, which I hope it does not. So, Mike Knox, the floor for you. I'm going to get out the way and let you go ahead and mark out like you were doing earlier. Go ahead.
Well,
enjoy yourself.
Well, I'm not marking out right now, and part of it is trolling. Okay, it's not often I troll. Actually, I don't troll ever. Okay, I'm not a troller. But part of this for me is I'm taking the opportunity to troll some of the fans out there that are complaining and not liking the situation and for whether it was the Rumble itself, whether it was Cena winning itself, just the Rumble itself. Like everything in the WWE, is taking a complete mixed bag of reviews. You know what I mean? So it's where wrestling, to me, will always lay. And that's on the side of those who like it, those who don't, and that's just what it is. So, again, I'm reserving what I have to say about this on this program to last. If you, like you say, catch the YouTube show, which we're beginning live tonight, following Monday Night Raw, on our YouTube live show, you can catch on youtube.com/thegamev1, THA. And we'll give you our Monday Night Raw reviews. I said, leading up to the grandity of them all, WrestleMania, I will live by the hashtag FDirtSheets. I will live by the hashtag F wrestling fans that don't like the WWE. I will continue to live by the hashtag F you if you don't like what I got to say about wrestling right now. So I will hold my thoughts. I will let you get your anger out, which I'm assuming you did. I'm going to let the other fans get their anger out, which they are doing right now verbally on Twitter. But right now on this program, which you can call in at 347-637-3859, hit the number one button to have a voice. And as long as you don't curse, I won't bang on you. So welcome to the program, my former tag team partner. Like the Mega Powers, we may have exploded, but we are still separately, powerly controlling what we control. And I'm quite sure he hated it. If he didn't hate it, I might have a heart attack because I know he hated it because I know him. Welcome to the program, Spot Face.
Hey, you know, I'm going to do this differently. The Royal Rumble was very interesting. Was it great? But it wasn't horrid. I just like logic. And I don't mind Roman at 30 because wrestling is storyline. I just needed a logical explanation for him being in the Rumble. Fine. If he's going to be in the Rumble.
I'll give you that.
If he's going to be in the Rumble because he lost his title opportunity, AJ should have been in the Rumble because he lost his title. I'm just saying.
I'll give you that as well.
I'm not mad at the non-surprises. I'm just mad at the lack of SmackDown. I'm mad at the lack of inclusion in other guys. I don't think both Enzo and Taz needed a slot. I don't think so. I don't think, you know, they put enough emphasis on the talent in the Rumble. I don't mind the Mark Henry. It's in Texas. I thought he should have won the Andre Battle Royal last year in Texas. So I don't mind those spots. I don't mind the Big Show and Strowman. I do mind them not calling Corbin and the importance of him eliminating Braun more and thus becoming the monster of the Rumble. You know, wrestling is psychology. I don't like the fact that the Iron Men of the Rumble, Zayn and Jericho, really didn't do nothing noteworthy other than being in the Rumble itself. Problem there. I don't mind Ambrose and Ellsworth because that part made sense in the storyline. I just don't think a wasted slot on Ellsworth was needed. I love the Wyatt stuff. I don't know why Randy won. I don't think it's 2009. But, hey, if the storyline is with Bray in the belt and that's how it ends, whatever, fine. Some say Bray's going to say Randy was in the Rumble for him, and that's going to lead to the rivalry. Whatever it does to end it, we're on the road to WrestleMania. Like I said, my biggest misnomer from the show is the lack of SmackDown. It seemed like a Raw pay-per-view. Every main match was a Raw match outside of Cena and Styles, which was another classic, and I need people to wake up. It took, what, 4 AAs to defeat AJ? That's not a losing effort. He left the pay-per-view looking like the strongest competitor in the company. If you're a wrestler or a true wrestling fan, you should know that. My biggest problem is the lack of the star power for the future, the lack of the inclusion of SmackDown Live. American Alpha, nowhere to be seen. If we're going to showcase everybody, we're the SmackDown tag champs. I didn't need Cesaro and Sheamus. That's my only gripe. Other than that, pay-per-view was what the pay-per-view was. I give it a B+.
Okay, we know we don't do letter grades. We do belt grades. So give me your belt grade.
Well, I'm gonna give it a Eurocontinental run because that's my favorite, inclusion of titles.
Now, with that being said, before I go on to the next caller, and I'm not here to argue your opinion. I even have my microphone muted half the time, so in case you said something I didn't like, I would let you continue to get your thought out and your feelings out. Your thoughts on Cena winning the 16-time title last night? Because my only thing with that is that wrestling fans should have known it was coming.
It seemed lackluster. I don't think they sold it on the importance. That's my problem. He did a great thing. We knew it was going to happen.
They didn't sell what on the importance? They didn't sell the fact leading up to the match that if he won, he could be that champion. I think that was actually smart to kind of keep it away from having negative publicity going in and leaving it open for the I'm not sure if he would win that title. Because I know a lot of fans felt that would not happen, which I don't know why they thought that. I mean, I got calls and inboxes on the Royal Rumble that I haven't got on my phone, my personal phone, in a long time. I'm talking about from Waj Shabazz, who doesn't watch wrestling anymore like he used to, who called me. I had a conversation with him before we got on air, and I was able to let him see some points that he pointed out to me that I explained to him why I felt a certain way about Cena winning and so forth. And he relayed back to me, well, and something that we all know, and this is what one of my concerns I want to point out to the wrestling fans as well. Let's be the intelligent wrestling fan. Let's not be the dumb, stupid wrestling smarks, okay? By being the intelligent wrestling fan and having some superiority about yourself and knowing the product, you should have known that titles don't mean nowhere near the same that they used to mean. And you should know to put in retrospect that the things that Ric Flair did was unknown and still has not been known by any competitor in the WWE, and that's going all over the physical world defending that title. So when knowing how Vince is, knowing that he was hovering around 15, Triple H is hovering around 14, I think Randy's at 13, these are things you should know was going to happen. We've talked about it on this program for years. If you pay attention, you'd have caught up. But again, I'm not hating anything you have to say or your opinion, but your thoughts on Cena winning that 16-time title before I get Ciampa.
We knew it was coming. I thought maybe it had been at Mania, on the showcase of the Immortals, quote-unquote. But it happened. We knew it was coming, so I wasn't mad. I wasn't shocked. I just hope they don't New Day this title. And what I mean by that is New Day carried those tag titles for so long. Then they drop them, and then the guys that they dropped them to just drop them. I don't want Cena to win this belt, win this historic feat, and then drop it in the chamber. I mean, and that's in 2 weeks. So that's another problem. I don't want him to win it, and then it's just like it really don't matter because wrestling matters. Records do matter.
Again, when that is being spoken, Okay, and I respect that, and I try my best not to jump in. That time I didn't mute my microphone, so you got to hear my voice. When I hear that, I go, you know where I'm going. You should know me by now. That happens with the title. That's happened. You think that ever happened with Flair's 16-time run where he had the belt for a shorter period of time? I know for a fact he had it twice, and if it's twice in a 5-month span, he had that title. So where's the complaint come from? And I know that we're living in a different world now in wrestling as we did before. My continuous gripe will continue to be with the fans. Know what you're watching. And I don't expect you to be happy with everything. That's stupid. I don't expect you to like everything. That's stupid. Matter of fact, that's beyond stupid. That's being naive. Okay, because as my grandmother told me, stupid is not knowing. Dumb is knowing and not doing. Well, I got that backwards. Either way, you get what I'm trying to say. But, you know, looking at it in retrospect, and I'm not talking about our kids and things like, which again, watching the Rumble with my kids, seeing the knowledge that they have and the memory that they have, like my son can spot off things that like you spot off. Oh, that happened at In Your House, 1997 Mind Games or whatever, you know, it was called. I don't know those kind of things. You know what I mean? I know it if you bring it up to me and I can remember it, but I don't know those kind of things. But let's get Champ in here, Spot. Hold on 1 second and see what his thoughts have to be. He was actually at the Royal Rumble live. Champ Keith Green, that is. I mean, damn, Sundance. Royal Rumble, just for a day. Can we do a body switch? You just can't have sex with my wife, but you can take care of the house and the kids. Let me just be with you for a day. What's going on, Champ? Man, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Mike. What's going on, man? I'm chilling right now. About to head to the airport and get to my next location, my next destination.
Where you going now? I gotta wait to see it on Brodovation traveling wrestling show. What's next?
Hey, you gotta wait to see it on the social media at Champ Creed. I leave it up to a surprise, like the Royal Rumble countdown. You know, the fans anticipated who was coming out last night, and overall, man, I listened to the previous gentleman's voices, his complaints and his gripes. You know, the way that I do it is I always gauge the crowd on the exit, and for the most part, man, I'd say a lot of folks were actually pleased with the show last night.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's what I wanted to. I mean, last night, I knew that the show had to be pretty decent when you called me almost immediately after the program. You know, you're one of the guys that were calling me. My phone's going off. I'm getting ready to do a round the block with Mike Knox, which you can find on YouTube. Okay. The game, THAV1. And I was like, wow, that must have been a good show. I was like, damn, I'm actually not on air tonight. You know what I mean? It just wasn't the moment. I know they do something different leading up to WrestleMania. You know, we're all going to be at WrestleMania, so we got to heighten our brand a little bit. So I went that route. So watching the Rumble there live, and again, the fans, who I blame for everything, had a chance to either ruin or make something seem positive. I didn't get a super negative vibe from this crowd as I've gotten at things they haven't liked before. It felt to me anyway, and I know people say I have blinders in my ears, it seemed to be like always a mixed crowd, which isn't bad. Your thoughts? You were there live.
Well, you know, I think this crowd, it definitely wasn't the Philadelphia Royal Rumble crowd. So there you have a stark contrast in terms of like the reactions. I mean, if you want to say the most heat-filled reaction, consensus across the board was when Roman came out number 30. And,
absolutely.
You know, earlier in the show, I had said to a couple of guys that I was sitting next to, I said, you know, I know Vince is sitting in a gorilla position, and he has to hear this. He has to understand that there's nothing that they can do to make the crowd warm up to Roman Reigns. So,
right.
So either at some point he's going to have to switch him heel, he's going to have to do something. And then when he came out to number 30, it was very apparent what was in play for him. And then it became even more apparent as he tossed out The Undertaker. So I see where they're going with him. And, you know, the one thing that you want to have is continuity in terms of, like, a potential storyline. So now that it seems like they're finally going to go and not push him as a babyface.
I don't think – first, I think they've been doing that anyway. I think they started that trend that fans didn't want to recognize back in the whole thing. I'm not the guy. I'm not – you know what I'm saying? I'm the guy. I thought that, to me, was a little bit of a turn, because the way that heels and faces are today, the company can try to build them a certain way. But when they don't get over like him and like John Cena, they try to go the tweener route. And even a tweener route gets booed. You know what I mean? So when I look at that
– you have to commit.
Oh, but I also don't think that neither one of those matches that are presumed is going to be, you know, I don't think I can guarantee, you know what I said last night, I'm saying it right now. I can pretty much guarantee it's not going to be Rock. I mean, I'm not Rock. It's going to be Orton and Cena at WrestleMania. I really would hitch my wagon to anything I know that's not going to be the main event. And I would also hitch my wagon that it's not going to be Taker and Roman. I don't think that's either that's either. Now, I could be being naive as well. I just don't see that. Like you just said, there's nothing they can do to get him over. Beating Undertaker is not going to help him. What I can see happening is it's two things, two swerves here. I can see the Legend Killer versus the Phenom that we never got before at WrestleMania. Or, like I said, go to the route, which everybody's already assuming, Orton versus Wyatt for the title and Taker versus whoever the hell they want to throw in there at this point. So your thoughts on that before I take the next phone call.
Okay, well, you know, here's what I think. I think the Roman and Taker situation, he's not going to be a face in that ordeal. That I do believe has happened, but I do agree with you. I don't think we're going to see Orton versus Cena, and I don't think we're going to see Orton versus Owens. I think Bray Wyatt will be thrown into the mix to some degree. And in terms of, like, the crowd reaction, check this. So it was back and forth with the let's go Cena, let's go AJ, Cena sucks, AJ Styles, what have you. But at the end of that match, I don't know if it came across on television, but the crowd stood up and applauded John Cena. Because he put in another great match. I mean, you're only as good as your dance partner or whatever, but the last two matches that these two guys have had have been, you know, no pun intended, phenomenal. And it was really good to finally see, like, the crowd in San Antonio give him his due respect. One, because of the record. Two, because it was a great match. Three, because AJ came off looking, even in defeat, he came off looking very, very strong.
That's what Spot said,
Yeah, he came off looking very, very strong. And it all made sense. You know, if it makes sense, then the fans are going to give up the dollars for it because they believe in it. If it doesn't make sense, then we'll go a different route.
50,000 plus in attendance to me tells me that when somebody told me on one of the many wrestling sites I'm on that, oh, they can't sell out the Royal Rumble. They need these guys. They say it's a 16,000 arena and it's not sold out. Well, that person and the people that follow that person are retarded. I don't mean retarded as in someone has a magical, you know, inability to learn. I'm talking about retarded in the sense that you would think that. Okay, it's the Royal Rumble. 50,000 is definitely twice as many, if more than twice as many as 16,000. And thanks to my statistician King Von Jr. 720 Twitter on the Twitter, RKO and Taker already happened at WrestleMania 21. You're right, but to me, it never gave us the just due at Orton winning that match. So I thought that I heard it on TV. I couldn't honestly say that I did so much because I was marking out. I did. I'm a Cena fan. I'm not afraid to admit it. My kids are Cena fans. I don't see the hate. I understand why people don't like it because they want somebody else. But that's, to me, the dumbest thing to not like somebody for is that he's not what you want. You know what I mean? Like, last time I checked, half the things we have in life aren't what we want. Well, unless you're a champ, you get to go to Sundance and all these other places and be on beautiful yachts and boats and, you know, boats and hoes. That's a great track, by the way. Boats and hoes. 347-637-3859. Sam, thanks for calling in, man. If you want to hold on, listen for me, that's fine. I'll take another phone call here. If not, I understand you're always a busy man. I do appreciate you calling in.
All right, Will's up, bro. I'll holler at you later.
All right, Will's up, baby. Ooh, that's my entourage right there, people. Real fast, got K and me here. And I know he has a lot of negativity as we have our own group on Purple Talk Radio. I got to, because even in our WrestleMania group, we got a WrestleMania group, guys, right? He put up so fast, I'm not booking my ticket now. Okay? And I know some of it's him being him, and he can calm down because he's very intelligent. And by the way, I love the workout videos. It's not many people that can motivate my fat ass to get back in the gym because all my friends around me are all buff. They don't really help me. You know what I mean? You're buff. You're eating hard. It's hard. Seeing someone, you know, not in the greatest shape like myself go back in the gym and push themselves, much respect to my brother. But we talking Royal Rumble. It happened last night. There's always a mixed review from fans all around the wrestling world. But what else we know but that, right? You're taking a Royal Rumble. Your thoughts? I'm going to mute myself, so I don't interrupt you.
Oh, okay. Last night, I only saw the last 4 minutes of the show. That was enough for me to just be irate. I just don't even understand why you would even tease that Orton Cena could even be a possibility. I know that's not going to be the match. I just, like you said, Mike, I don't think that they're that – I just don't think that company could be that dated to do something like that. But I just the fact that you would even put that kind of thought in your head, it made no sense to me. So I was really, really down on this show. And then I went and watched the whole pay-per-view, and it wasn't that bad. It wasn't great, but I'm glad that I didn't sit through the whole thing. But I did like the Cena AJ match. I don't care about these guys winning titles because I don't take title wins seriously, especially not in 2017. It's these guys are given the belt, so it is what it is to me. I'm not angry that Cena was given a belt for the 16th time. There's no point or rhyme or reason or logic to be mad at that. I do think the one thing I'll say about WWE, and even if I do go to Florida, I probably will skip WrestleMania if it doesn't shape out up to be what I want it to be.
I'm not going to let you do that. I'm not sitting by. Listen, I gave up 60 rows for them other peoples. Remember that? You know that story.
I'm not
giving up 60 rows again. I'm sitting with some people that I can hate and love it with, and boo the out of it if I choose to as well. And you're one of those people. So I'm not letting you. I'm not going to do that. We're not going to go to Florida, and I'm bringing sand to the beach, which is my wife and kids, okay, and not enjoy wrestling with some fellas, all right? So stop it. You're going.
Right. Okay. Well, anyway.
Right.
All I'm saying is that they get, I'm just now at the point in my life where the money I make is decent. I don't just give that away to anybody, you know? So I really do need them to step up. I guess my biggest issue with WWE at this moment is I think they're suffering from demographic issues. And when I say demographic issues is they do not know what – I think WWE suffers from trying to cater to too many demographics I think they need to find who they are, find their identity. Right now, their identity, for better or for worse, is the internet fans because their whole operation is based on an internet model.
It is.
Casual fans are not buying the WWE. Casual fans don't even Google wrestling. We Google wrestling. That's the stuff that we do. They need us to subscribe to the network, so that's fine. But it's not that you can't even have more than one model or more than one demographic. You just have to have a main demographic. And I the Roman Reigns stuff, like your boy Champ said, I have to agree with him. If they are not turning Roman Reigns heel to feud with The Undertaker, then there's no point in any of this, in my opinion. Because this, why would you have this guy come in at 30? You already know your fans right now. They're thinking Joe. They're thinking this. You know, they're thinking some grandiose entrance. They're thinking Nakamura. They're thinking all this stuff.
They're thinking Nakamura after Saturday night. That's what I told people for the door. That was over.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, they're thinking Daniel Bryan. You know what I'm saying? They're thinking Punk. You know, that's just they're thinking anybody but Roman Reigns, because especially after the last Rumble controversy he was in, and then it's Reigns is the guy that comes out at number 30. He's got to be turning heel. I've never been one of those oh Reigns has to turn heel guys, but nothing else would make sense. Nothing else on planet Earth would make sense. If Reigns comes out tonight and he's still doing the corny crap and he goes into WrestleMania, lame as hell, I will be surprised. I have to agree with Champ that this has to be a tonal shift, man. I have to believe somewhere in the back of my mind. That's why I didn't release my Ether video yesterday, last night. I wanted to be, after my initial anger, I had to be fair. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to just
get out the moment and get out the moment. I got that.
Yeah.
What is your belt grade for the Royal Rumble in its totality?
Oh, I have to give it like a belt grade. I got to give it like 2.
Wow.
I don't know. I can't even, like, just a lame belt that I don't like.
two out of 5 light heavyweight championships, right?
That's a good one. 2 out of 5 light heavyweight championships. They just have to, like I said, I just need some consistency from that brand. I really do.
Now, for myself, I had to, and again, I've been dealing with stuff all day, and I wrote 2 years ago, which is one of the things I love about Facebook, because, you know, that timeline comes up about, you know, where you were and what you did a couple years back, and I wrote this. I showed them a couple pages. I'm going to read some of this here. It says, "To whom it may concern, over the past few days, I've been up and down on social network with hearing nothing but various people's opinions, some I agree with and some that I don't agree with. And it's not thinking to myself, and it got me thinking to myself and others as well. It's amazing to me how quick we all are to judge or convict or prosecute others for their opinions on social media and dangerously upset people." I'm paraphrasing. I'm going to cut down here. As men and women, children, we have to support to evolve and become better as a people. We are entitled to our own opinions. Stop saying that you're unintelligent. Stop saying that my intelligent views don't matter. Stop saying that my superior superior intelligence doesn't exist. When your opinion of your intelligent product is for you to have, it's your opinion. No opinion is stupid. I have seen grown men and women fight over Facebook, over social media, over opinions. It's going around all day right now. And the reason why I wrote that, and I chopped a lot of that in half, and I wrote that, and it was exactly 2 years ago to the day about wrestling. The same thing still applies here. I gave the Royal Rumble, after a second watch, last night on Around the Block with Mike Mox, I gave it 4 out of 5 undisputed titles. Thought it was a really good a really good Royal Rumble. The only thing that I thought it lacked for me was my favorite part of the Royal Rumble, which I think is most people's parts of Royal Rumble, is the actual Royal Rumble event itself. Went back and watched it. I dropped a quarter of a grade. I gave it 3.75 out of Brock Lesnar undisputed championship title belt. And the reason why is because, you know, like, I like to listen to the internet, which, by the way, we talk about internet and what they run. Twitter is really split depending on who you follow. It really is. Google Plus, which is still a very popular social media brand, is completely in favor of the WWE. Depends on what wrestling pages you belong to. They're split. When I looked at this pay-per-view, I thought, okay, I didn't get the surprise entrances that I wanted. But I also said, who are they going to bring out? There was no one. There was no Kurt Angle. There is no Kenny Omega. I said to you people yesterday on the show, I don't want to hear, oh, well, Kenny didn't want to come to the WWE. That's a lie. If you're a wrestler, you want to go to the WWE. That's like saying, I want to go to the D-League over going to the NBA. That makes no sense. I want to go to the CFL over going to the NFL. That makes no sense. So stop lying. I gave it that grade because outside of me not getting what I wanted as a fan of the Rumble, I dropped the grade. I'm not upset with Randy Orton winning. Why? Why? Who was I going to give it to you? Who was Braun Strowman? I could have really saw that. But some people would have said, I know the business, I know fans of the business would have said, oh, it's too soon. But they're pushing him that way. So it could have been him. I could have saw it being, if you want to throw a complete wrench in things, give it to Corbin. I don't see why it was such a big deal, why people made such a big deal over Randy Orton winning the Royal Rumble. I don't know. I thought that was okay. Even the whole thing with Reigns knocking out The Undertaker, it was surprising. We thought about things we said was not a surprise. Well, that was a big surprise. I would have never saw him knocking out The Undertaker. I had Undertaker winning the Royal Rumble. It only made sense to me for what I thought the storyline I was building would have been. As far as the female match, we didn't talk about that last night. I thought that was pretty good. Very, you know, hard-hitting, very good wrestling. I have seen better battles between the two ladies, but it was a really good match between those two yesterday. And as far as the match that stole the show that no one really is talking about, how about Bub's best friend Rick Swann taking on Neville? very good cruiserweight match. Winner, Neville. I'm always going to call him Aaron Neville, so that's what I'm going to continue to call him. Aaron Neville wins the match, okay? Then we had the other match that was incredible. I know we got Bruce Blitz on Twitter saying that he's seen AJ Styles have better matches around the world than in WWE, and this was the worst match he's ever seen him and seen to have. What are you smoking? Please pass it. Is it legal? Because you have to be high. John Cena and AJ Styles put on a show. Put on a you can say what defines a wrestling clinic? Why is the hate for John Cena? I had people on my Facebook page, and most importantly, one of my cousin's best friend Tone said, "Oh, he only has 3 or 5 moves." It's the WWE. They all have 3 or 5 moves. That's what it is now. Ric Flair had 6. If you want to count the fall down on his face and jumping off the top rope, he had 4. So Ricky Steamboat had nothing but a chop. 5 moves, 6, 7 moves. And he put out more than 5 moves. So the hate for this guy becoming 16-time champion, I don't get it. This is the generation that is Vince McMahon's company. Financially, and the longevity that he's had, he's done to Vince what Triple H has done. More than Triple H has done, actually. But he's right up there with Rock and Stone Cold. This is his company. Again, I said earlier in the program, you had Triple H, which is 15, Orton, which is 14. They're going to break the record, too. I really can see that. So I have nothing to complain about. It's due. It's respected. John Cena has earned that title. I saw the crowd having mixed reactions. I thought the crowd was pretty good. And again, I said that, man, I thought the crowd would ruin this pay-per-view, and they didn't. Shout out to the fans that did not ruin it. If you didn't like it, I'm not, hey, it wasn't for you. That's cool. I'm not going to tell you that you're stupid, dumb, and why it wasn't. Here's my opinion of why I thought it was good. 347-637-3859. I'll bring back on the crew, Micah, Spotface, KME. And we also got my man Wally Wow joining us here today. What's going on with your quarterback, man, trying to chase people down when he ain't got no contract? That was pretty stupid. Wally, I know you know wrestling's is your you know, a little bit of your fix. You like it historically. But you're a part of Twitter very heavily. What have some of your reactions have been from Twitter as it comes to the Royal Rumble?
Actually, you know, a lot of people, I have a lot of friends who watch wrestling, love the AJ Styles Cena match. I had somebody pick me when I was watching the Pro Bowl. He was like, "Why are you watching the Pro Bowl? You need to be watching AJ Styles John Cena match and saying how good it was." So I wasn't surprised about that. I know there were a lot of people that were surprised that Balor or Samoa Joe weren't in the Rumble. And from what I'm hearing from you, they didn't have that big time surprise individual in it. And that's always been the thing for the Royal Rumble. And I've always been amped up to see who was going to be, you know, that
right.
special individual in the Rumble. And I mean, rather than, you know, I never really liked the old timers. I mean, it's cool to see like a Diesel
right.
or
right.
DDP. But
that runs its course too, right?
Yeah, that runs its course. I wanted to see the new guy or a guy that came from another promotion or whatever, you know, whatever it may be. Surprise you, say, "Oh my God, he's at the WWE," something like that. You know what I mean? So that would have disappointed me if I watched it. That would definitely have been disappointing. But I'm with you. I mean, as a guy who's like Randy Orton, I'm happy for Randy Orton. He's a guy I feel like is underappreciated from fans. Cause I just think he's such a skilled guy and an exciting guy and a good wrestler. So for him to win the Royal Rumble, if I'm watching that, I would have been happy with it.
And with that being said, guys, 347-637-3859. I'm putting on a little bit of mute there. I know you're driving home from work and got the basketball game you're going to with the kids tonight. But looking at, let the Royal Rumble go, it's gone. And this is what I've been preaching to you guys, and I know you guys, you're like my children. I don't mean that in a disrespectful meaning, in the saying that you're not going to listen to me if you don't want to. I can't make my kids eat. I can tell them this is what they're eating. If you don't eat it, you're not getting anything else. But I can't make them eat. So if you don't want to eat or drink the Kool-Aid that they're putting out there, then you're entitled to it. But like KME, and I mean this when I say this, respect, elegantly put it, you're still going to Google it. You're still out there looking at it. You're still out there talking about it, and you're talking about it right now. Raw is tonight. Again, I said, and I'm going to stand by it, and it's hard to stand by because I cannot agree with everything that was in the Royal Rumble. A lot of you guys made damn good points. Okay, but I look at it differently. Spot learned that about me a long time ago, and I hope some of you guys are as well. But Raw is tonight. Micah said he thinks it's going to be lackluster. I think you got the Triple H effect. I think you have what happened after the Rumble effect. I'm looking forward to Raw tonight. praying. He said he's had this too, but it helped us not lackluster. It can't be. It's the road to WrestleMania to have to build a pay-per-view in 2 weeks and it's a SmackDown-only pay-per-view, or is it? Micah, Raw tonight. What are you looking? I mean, you say you don't want to see it, so I'm gonna let Spot get in there, and I come back to you in a second. Spot, Raw tonight. Any? What do you want to see from it? I mean, to me, they're going to continue to build on and give us a found. I don't think the foundation for WrestleMania even happens until after, you know, the next pay per view, which is Limited Achievement. I think. Am I wrong in this, Micah? Is there a fast lane coming, or isn't a fast lane coming this year?
After the Elimination Chamber, I will check that stat for you.
Fastlane is in March, I believe.
So
Fastlane is in March.
There you go.
Okay, so I don't think you get anything of Mania. I think they're doing away with the tradition of after Rumble, this is what we have, right? And they try to build on that, which I like that model. But that model really hasn't worked for them lately. You know what I mean? To be honest. So I like the Elimination Chamber being this close. It gives us, we're going to find out from then, who is Randy Orton going to go against. I like that.
Now, see, my problem with that theory is, since SmackDown has no pay-per-view till WrestleMania, so they literally have darn near 2 months of just television.
But SmackDown's putting better storylines on SmackDown through television anyway, so it's not going to hurt them. And you said it, and fans have said it, there are too many of them anyway right away. So get this out of the way, so that way you can start your road to WrestleMania and build on those storylines that they're going to move forward with from there. That's a great idea, in my opinion, Spot.
Well, we'll see. I just need more SmackDown and food.
I think I got you befuddled. I can't remember last time I had you befuddled, and I think I said it. Go ahead.
I just want more SmackDown inclusion on these big shows. Like I said, only 2 matches. But for Raw, being that Fastlane is March 5th, that we're going to get the Seth Rollins storyline to continue. I don't know how. I know they have that face-off with Stephanie. Does Triple H attack him? I don't know where that's going. The road begins. I do think Braun and Roman will be the main match for Fastlane in some capacity. So I can see that starting tonight. You know, I could see maybe the tag title rematch tonight with Sheamus versus Cesaro at Fastlane. So that has to start. Or, you know, does the club get new opponents? You know, do we get a call up? Is Joe coming tonight? You know,
I don't think those guys. I know fans want to see Samoa Joe. I know fans want to see Nakamura, which we may not see for at least a year. I saw NXT TakeOver. Phenomenal match. It's not the greatest NXT TakeOver they've had. Actually, it's actually the one I haven't liked the most out of all the TakeOvers they've had. It just, NXT has been pillaged so bad from their talent, they can't afford to lose these guys. I've said this on shows in the past. I'm still a believer that these TNA guys aren't going anywhere. They're NXT. Are you missing the ball with that? Probably, but they have to rebuild that brand. That's starting to lose it.
Once Aries is healthy, he'll be the next superstar in 205 Live with Neville.
I agree with
that. So, Joe, you know, they talk about plans for a Mania match with him. So he's coming up. Just don't know when and under what umbrella. It needs to be SmackDown, though. SmackDown has no stars. If you looked at that Rumble last night, there was only about 3 SmackDown guys that you were like, oh, yeah, he's on SmackDown. You know,
that roster was pretty much split between SmackDown and, I mean, Raw had more guys, but SmackDown had a representation, and you had one of the biggest representations in that, which was my guy, Baron Corbin, knocking out Braun Strowman.
But I mean names. I'm talking about star power. I'm not talking about.
We knew they had no star power when the draft. But we knew they didn't have no star power spot when the draft happened. We knew they didn't have no star power. We said then all they had was Randy, AJ Styles, Bray, and Cena. The Miz became a bigger star since then. But that's the 5 stars they have. They're trying to make one out of Dolph. I mean, you want to call him one? I'm not. You know, I'm a huge Dolph fan. Pause. But that's all they've ever had. But that's all they've ever had is that though. So you know, with that,
do we get a Goldberg? You know, do we get a Goldberg? Do we get a Brock? Is there another explanation?
Because you don't get all that tonight. I think you get all of that tonight.
All of that tonight.
I think you're gonna get something. I don't need to have. You gotta have Goldberg or Brock, or at least some talk about Goldberg and Brock. That has to happen tonight. That's that's something they're going to have to build on. They're not, whether they're there or not, I don't know for sure.
I think Goldberg is going to be fighting Owens at the pay-per-view, just the way the landscape is set up. So I'm judging by that, and then he defends against Lesnar at Mania.
And I can see that. And I can see that happening because, I mean, for what it's worth, again, that aspect of the Rumble that no one talks about, I thought, again, was great storyline. He beat the hell out of Brock Lesnar, and he beat the mess out of Brock Lesnar in that. Go ahead.
How come Orton can't go to Raw and get a title he's never had?
We don't know that either. I don't think it's going to happen. We can all see that it's not going to happen. But, again, that's what I've been trying to say. I don't book this time of year. I mean, I do book this time of year, but my bookings are what I believe is good. If it doesn't happen.
New U.S. championship opponent. I mean, Jericho,
we already know,
opponent.
But we also think that's what it's going to be, those two at Mania. So maybe, the stuff that I like, interaction with Goldberg and Jericho yesterday in the Royal Rumble. Did anybody peep that? I know you smart, intelligent wrestling fans did look at that like, oh, Jericho and Goldberg again. You know, and he got kicked in the stomach like he got kicked in the stomach on Nitro. Kudos to those two for doing that, because that's what happened on Nitro, down the middle of the aisle, coming down the aisle. Micah, your take for Raw tonight. What do you want to see?
Well, the only thing I really want to see tonight is just convince me that the things that happened were the right things to do. Here's what I mean by that. I mean, like I said, Roman Reigns to come out as any other thing, but yeah, I did it. So what? Eat me, bite me, Cinderella and Twist. Like, if he don't come out talking trash, and doing. Remember that promo that he cut when Seth Rollins came back, and Seth Rollins was kind of like that tweener face because everyone hated Roman still. And he was like, for all y'all who saying I can't wrestle, all you nerds who saying I can't wrestle, why don't you go ahead and sit back and sip on your beer and shut up. That was perfect. That was everything you want right there. Because he looks like a guy that will say that kind of thing all the time. But nah, I'm okay. They have their opinion. No, you're not a politician. Look at the Cena. That works for them. Golly. But I want to see that. I do want to see what they're doing with Lesnar, because Lesnar, now granted, there's a reason why they're making it look like that, but you're talking about making someone look like your jailmate. I mean, come on, yo. I mean, and also, if you notice, I don't think Goldberg was supposed to get thrown out by the Undertaker at that time. I think he went out earlier than he was supposed to. I think he was supposed to stay in there just a little bit longer. But he ended up. He couldn't. He didn't get his arm strength up to be able to throw out the hold up rope. So, I'm glad about all that. But my thing is this: Kevin Owens, and then wait a minute, look at him. I understand he's a heel, and a heel faction ish. The cover of Brothers, Band of Brothers, right here, will do heel faction stuff. I think what they've been trying to do, though, is trying to sell the idea that Roman Reigns is such a good guy that it always going to take two people to beat him. It's always going to take interference to beat him. And they're trying to give it to, like, oh, man, I'm tired of seeing Kevin Owens win this way. Let me go ahead and just put it on anybody. Here's Roman Reigns. Fine, we'll take it. Just stop letting him win this way. Well, I would like to see Kevin Owens go ahead and actually, like, get straight-up wins. Because if you watch the match and you look at it from a physical standpoint, a physical analysis standpoint, the person who was contributing the most to that match to make it what it was Kevin Owens. All the hardest spots outside of Roman Reigns getting destroyed by Braun Strowman, which is, it's always fun to watch Braun just destroy people. That's great. He's got a great character. But outside of that, all the spots to make someone look incredibly strong and destructive, Kevin Owens took for the benefit of Roman Reigns, and it still didn't work. So let's just make the guy win straight up, because it's obvious that he has the skill set and the moveset to create matches different ways. How many matches do you have with Sami Zayn, and each match ended up looking different? So let's just
they do that because in the WWE model, they do it, and their model is that a heel is someone who – that's what I don't understand by fans. I'll let you speak. I got it out. I held that in long enough. I don't get that. I don't understand the lack of understanding. It's not the lack of. You refuse to understand. He's a freaking heel. Guys, heels don't win straight up. They never have. So why all of a sudden now does heels have to win straight up? He's a heel. He's a dirty.
No, he's not a heel. He's undefined, man.
You just yelled all in my ear. You had to get muted. I don't know where that came from. That loud pitch just broke my damn beat. My beats are on broke down mode right now. Okay, that is what heels cheat. Heels cheat to win. That is point blank. Period. I don't give a damn what to say. If you you're entitled to your opinion, but wrong. That's an opinion that it's wrong, and I just said that opinions aren't wrong because they're yours. But guess what? When you know that 1 + 1 = 2, and your dumb ass come up with 4, then that's wrong. Heels do not win straight up historically over the longevity of the time. Go ahead, KME.
Well, I'm just saying he's not anything. A heel is defined, and he's not defined.
You're talking about Kevin Owens, right? Kevin Owens is a heel. Exactly. Right. That's what he was talking about.
Kevin Owens is doing what he's doing. Well, I thought you were talking about Reigns. I was about to say that dude is.
No, Reigns is. We don't know what Reigns is. Reigns is a tweener. I'm not even sure if he's a tweener. Reigns is what.
Right.
Reigns,
yeah.
Reigns. But I don't know what the hell he is. Nobody knows what he is. They don't know what he is because, like Champ said, there's nothing they can do with this guy. And that's what I think is that's what I feel is the worst part about the whole thing. Because he is so good at what he does, and people just refuse to see that. Spot, you gave us your Raw. KME, your Raw tonight, and we're going to do Best and Worst of the Weekend. Get out here a little early tonight. I see you holding something.
Oh, okay.
I think that's talking. I get to off on in a second.
Right. I'm with Micah. Roman Reigns cannot come out there cutting the same tire promo after eliminating the Undertaker. I need to see something different from this dude. I don't know what – I don't even care what. I just need something different from him after eliminating the Undertaker. You know what I'm saying? That's a big, big deal. If you give me that, I might just fly to Orlando.
Well, damn it. I hope they give you that. Real fast, before we jump off, Toph is here. Not the time I knew you, which I had to give you, but we're going to get out here a little bit early today. I got to do Best of Worst of the Weekend. Your synopsis, the fastest you can gain for Royal Rumble and what you think would happen on Raw tonight. That, for the first time in about a year, I'm going to actually watch on time.
I thought the undercard for the Rumble was good, and I thought the Rumble match was overall good with an underwhelming ending.
It was a little disappointing. It was a little disappointing.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It was underwhelming towards the end. It's usually for Rumble, I don't care for the undercard, and I enjoy the Rumble itself. This year,
right.
It was the other way around, where I enjoyed the undercard, and it wasn't that the Rumble was bad. I just felt like it didn't live up to the hype, sort of. As far as Raw is concerned, pretty much what KME said. Roman was the one that eliminated Taker. If anybody can read lips, after Taker was eliminated, he said, "I'm not done with you," and he just walked off.
I didn't. Thank you for letting me know that. So now
we
know.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, so my prediction is probably Roman's going to do his thing. You know, he'll cut a promo or something, and then we'll get the lights come out. Taker will show up, and they better do something, man, because if they do this, I mean, the crowd's going to eat Roman alive if he stays the way he is. Remember when Rock was feuding with Cena, and Cena was acting heelish, like as he was feuding with The Rock, but then after the feud was over, he just went back to regular. They need to do something like that with Roman, you know.
But here's my thing, Toph, for you and everybody else, and this is why I don't go. That's why I don't try to say, you know, turn them heel. That's not gonna work. You know what I'm saying? Like, what can you? I ask me. You know, it's that old saying about, you know, all lives matter versus Black Lives Matter, and you know that was never considered that No Lives Matter. It was about we're the ones that were getting what was happening to us. So that's why it was Black Lives Matter, right? If people say, "Well, stop telling me, stop marching," right? Come up with a solution. What solution can we have for Roman? Take him off of TV again? Somebody pointed out to me, and I went and looked it up. My man Adrian Perez on Facebook said, and he looked it up. Roman Reigns is the top freaking earner. The demographic for women and children love this guy. So they don't give a damn about the people that do pay the tickets. Okay, and boom, because the money that he's rolling in bank trucks of is what they care about. So what can you, are you going to turn them heel and then lose the kids? Women ain't going to go nowhere, but the kids might. Nothing?
It's just sad.
It's just sad.
No, it's because he's not the guy. He's not
the man. He's just Roman.
Personally, man, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Personally, I've always found the kid's excuse. Like, I see where you're coming from. But as a kid, I mean, I liked Hulk Hogan. And when they turned him heel, it hurt. But
I stopped liking Hogan when he took Miss Elizabeth.
Right. You know, like, I liked Hogan as a kid. You know, when Hogan did the whole NWO thing, that was like when I was in middle school. So I was like in the preteen years. So that hurt. But then at the same time, WCW gave me Sting. And then they gave me Goldberg. And then they gave me Booker T. So as long as you can give me more faces to salivate over, losing one big face, it doesn't hurt that much if you can give something else. So, yeah, a lot of women and kids, they love Reigns, but a lot of women and kids also love Balor. So, you know, I've always thought the kid thing is kind of a weak excuse.
How is that a weak excuse? That's far from a weak excuse, because I'm gonna say this much to you why that's not a weak excuse. Men in general, I'm going to put all of us in the same category, at least heterosexuals. The power of the PU, I see you, R. Kelly and best of both worlds, but Jay-Z. Because everything we do in this world is to get the attention and garner the attention of women. Our bank accounts, why we want a bigger house, a bigger car, nicer clothes, jewelry if you're into that kind of thing, etc. It's for women. We get haircuts for women. Yeah, we like looking good, but we look good for what reason? Kids are the ones that are the ones in those seats. You've been with me, what, three times now, Micah? Look how many kids are in those buildings with the adults. So it's far from an excuse, because parents are buying it for their kids. I go back again. I said 2 years ago when it came to Christmas, I was looking for the Uso toys, and I couldn't find them anywhere. But everywhere I went, I saw everything that involved the Wyatt family. They may be over, but no one's buying their toys. No one's buying a bunch of T-shirts. What T-shirts do you see in the crowd? Roman. You see CM Punk when he was there for us, right? That translated to our kids. But you see Cena. Those are things. So it's that's factual. It's not an excuse. It may be a cop-out. I'll give you that. You know, it's a cop-out. Kids do buy them. Yeah, but, you know, what do they know? They know what we teach them. You know what I mean? So I give you that halfway. But, guys, real fast, best and worst of the weekend. Sing along. You was all late. History, we beat yourself. Try and you'll succeed. Never doubt that you're the best. Why? I know. Toph, I'm going to start off with you, man. Best and worst of the weekend for you, my friend.
The best of the weekend, I want to give a shout-out to all the fans in San Antonio for the really unique signs at the Rumble. Did anybody see any of the other? There's a lot of crazy signs. There's a dude in the front row that had, like, the Warriors blew a 3-1 lead. I was dying.
Yeah, like, why is that there, right?
Yeah, that's what I missed the most about the Attitude Era. Fans expressed themselves in different ways. Like, nowadays, fans, like, hijack shows and chant stupid stuff. But, like,
right.
Back in the Monday Night Wars, fans expressed themselves with, like, the signs. So there was a lot. I'm forgetting them right now. I need to watch the show again. But there was a lot of crazy signs last night. So a shout-out to them. That was the best of the weekend. The worst of the weekend. What was the worst of the weekend? The worst of the weekend was Sasha Banks being squashed. That was really a squash. She was squashed by Nia. That kind of caught me off guard. Not sure what that's about. Hopefully she gets back in the good graces of whoever she pissed off. So that's all for me.
Yeah, I know people were saying that as well. I actually thought it was cool to squash her because she's kind of been hurt. So you can kind of, you know, use that as an excuse. I don't think she's in any kind of sort of a doghouse. If the women's division is going to get better, you have to start fizzing out. She's a what, 4, 5, 6 times, I don't know how many times, champion. So her legacy in that division is solidified. They all take a fall back for the next guy. At least they're supposed to. Best of the weekend for you, Spot Face.
The entrances for the NXT TakeOver main event. Truly glorious.
Absolutely.
That's definitely one of the best things of the weekend outside of WWE giving us what we all wanted. Ty Dillinger at number 10 in the Rumble. But you know the worst of the weekend. I don't care what nobody says. Roman at 30 is not best for business. I'm sorry.
No, It's not at all. It absolutely is not at all. King Vaughn, what is your best and worst of the weekend, buddy? Micah, I'm sorry. I called King Vaughn. You know he's on the line. My bad.
Oh, no, it's all good. But
so why I got to call your name then? Good Lord, you knew
because,
you were next.
Because, man, because I'm fatter than you, so don't judge me. What? Anyway, best of the weekend, the most dominant female athlete ever in the history of sports, one Serena Williams.
You took my best. I can't stand you. That's our best. Go ahead.
That's the best. Royal wasn't better than that. Even Royal Rumble was 5 out of 5.
No. I said you took my best of the weekend. That's all I said.
It could be yours because you're Mike Knox, you're hardcore. But definitely, because that's one thing. And then, of course, everything that happened with that storyline, worst of the weekend, me having to deal with John Cena and Roman Reigns fans on the Twitter, on the social media. Not you, Mike. You got logic behind yours. I'm talking about the illogical fans. It was like, but you know, he does charity. He was part of the armed forces. And, like, he's such a wonderful guy. And, like, shut up. That's all I can say. Shut up. And Royal Rumble was meh. Royal Rumble should have been better than what it was. But my worst is just dealing with John Cena and Roman Reigns fans. Just period. Yeah.
King Vaughn Jr. says his best of the weekend. He went to DC Auto Show. I saw that. Dope pictures. And John Cena winning his 16-time title. Worst of the weekend was Randy Orton winning the Royal Rumble. For me, my best, again, was as well. With yours, which is Serena Williams, best female athlete of all time. We'll talk about later in the week about where we rank her at. I'll put her top five athletes we've ever seen in any sport. So I go individually. I have to go with Vaughn on this one as well. My best would also have to be with John Cena winning his 16-time title. It's best for business. It's best to put on his marquee when he's going to go do things. And shout out to Wash Abbas, who's listening, who asked me. Called me before the show and I had to explain to him as well. This is that generation. You know what I mean? What Ric Flair has accomplished, we could never take away from him and the way that he did it. But John Cena been there. He's done it. He earned it. And Vince McMahon doesn't owe Ric Flair anything. Worst of the weekend would have to be absolutely nothing. I had a really phenomenal Dory. I guess the worst I can say is that, you know, I do participate in the NBA 2K leagues. We did not, we got kicked out of qualifying for the $250,000. But hey, it's okay. Listen, guys, I love you. Look for me tonight after Monday Night Raw on YouTube Live, our Google Hangout show. Myself, Vaughn, whoever want to be a part of it, you know how to get with me. If not, it's all about me, baby. Around the Block with Mike Knox. Don't wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love meet some me and don't love God, because without him, we wouldn't be here, y'all. We out of here, y'all.
Talk, see what they dealing. Came across the barbershop, stepped into the building. Real life sports talk, real entertainment. Mike Knox really keeps his ear into the pavement. Finger on the pulse of the industry, save it. You don't like the way brag, you ain't gotta say shh. Listen anyway, every Thursday, him and Corey G, tell them what you tripping on any day. Barbershop mixed with talk show, there we go. Give you the best damn show on the radio. $1 million audience meets with your favorite host. $1 million connection. Feel the force, most electric, most eclectic. Listen to the shows where the pros expected. 2 shows a week with the A-class guest list. The best damn show on the radio. Check this.
The best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show in radio.
Had the balls to say it.
King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster.
I was gonna rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one could stop me. Lynx is the conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from their cloth.
Some people are talented and some people are gifted. I'm God gifted.